Kitsune no Yomeiri, The Fox's Wedding. There was once a boy named Kenji, who lived with his pregnant mother near the woods. His father had died, leaving them behind. Kenji was a very curious boy, and spent many summer days turning over rocks, climbing trees, and playing in the water, while his mother sold fish at the market. One sunny day, Kenji was chasing a dragonfly, when he came across a hut he had never seen before. Being as curious as he was, he quietly approached and peered through the window. Inside, he saw a very old woman pouring herself tea. As she did, she spoke aloud.
"And the ogre, waist deep in the sea, held his son over the water and placed him out of harm's way while he shielded the village from the storm. His son cried, and as he turned to look at him, he slipped and drowned. Years later, a large rock that resembled the ogre appeared where he had stood protecting the villagers."
Kenji gasped and covered his mouth, but the old woman had already noticed him.
"Come in, child. I will tell you more tales if you bring in the firewood," she said through her open window.
After telling Kenji several stories, she urged him to go home. As she opened the door, it began to rain, although there were no rain clouds in the sky.
"Ah, Kitsune no Yomeiri," she whispered. "Come back in, child. It is better for you to stay inside."
"Why must I stay inside? What is Kitsune no Yomeiri?" he questioned.
"Today must be the day in which foxes marry. The rain on a sunny day is a distraction, so that humans may not see them."
"I want to see the fox's wedding."
"No, child, it is dangerous," she warned.
Whether he heard her or not is uncertain, for he had already dashed out of the hut, heading deep into the forest. As he passed the large rock that looked like a raccoon, he heard the sound of flutes and drums. He hid behind the large rock. Before him was a display he had never before seen. Kimono-clad foxes were walking in a wedding procession. Among them was a fox wearing a white kimono, and beside her, in a midnight shade of blue, was the fox she was to marry. Kenji was astonished and could not stop his mouth from gaping. It was at that moment that a dragonfly flew into his mouth. Kenji coughed and fell over. The music stopped. Kenji looked up into the eyes of the bride, and in her eyes was a cold rage. He got up and ran as fast as he could back home. When he arrived, his mother was crying.
"Kenji, take this knife and leave. You cannot come back here ever again. The foxes are looking for you, and they mean to kill you."
"Mother, I am frightened. Where will I go?"
"I do not know, Kenji. You should not have broken the rules. Now I have lost a son. I will not lose this baby as well."
Kenji ran to the old woman's hut. She would know what to do. When he got there, he pounded on the door, but there was no answer. He looked through the window, and there was no one there. The house was empty, as if no one had ever lived in it. Kenji sat down and cried. The next morning, a boy's sandal was found by the river.